From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke today countered fears of a double-dip recession, saying he expects the U.S. economy to continue growing slowly in the second half of the year. As NPR's John Itzty reports, Bernanke says the Fed is ready to take further action if conditions deteriorate more.
Speaking at the annual Fed retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Bernanke acknowledged that growth has been too slow during the past year, but he gave no indication new Fed action to support the economy is imminent. The chairman did outline several options the Fed has available to boost growth. First, injecting more money into the economy through the purchase of long-term securities, from government treasuries to securities backed by home loans. Another would be to reduce the interest payments on the reserves banks hold in their Fed accounts. The aim is to get banks to put that money to work in the economy. Unfortunately, with the benchmark federal funds rate already near zero, the Fed's most powerful tool is already fully deployed. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The group of 33 trapped Chilean miners were able to send a videotape back to the surface today. The miners, looking gaunt and unshaven, joked about their plight, though one of the miners, after greeting family members on the tape, said, "Get us out of here soon, please." The miners, who initially subsisted on very little food or water, appear to have lost significant weight since they were trapped by a collapse at the Golden Copper Mine 3 weeks ago. Rescuers are also using emergency holes to lower food and water, as well as some other items, to the miners. Work will begin next week on an escape tunnel, but completing that tunnel could take months. Another delay for Boeing's new 787 jetliner. Boeing had hoped to deliver the first plane by the end of the year. Now the company says that date has slipped to next year. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman has details.
Boeing's new jet, dubbed the Dreamliner, is 2.5 years behind schedule. Much of the work on the plane was outsourced, and quality issues and delays have plagued the program from the beginning. The latest delay was prompted by the unavailability of engines from Rolls-Royce. The engines are needed to complete flight testing. One of the engines failed during a test earlier this month, but Rolls-Royce says the delay is not related to that failure. Japan's All Nippon Airways, which is expected to receive the first jet, said it regretted the latest delay, but believed the extra time would be used to deliver the best possible aircraft. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Computer chip maker Intel is lowering its sales forecast for the latest quarter. The world's largest maker of the chips that run many of the world's PCs says it's forecasting weaker demand for consumer PCs in the U.S. and Europe. The warning comes a little more than a month after Intel reported its biggest quarterly profit in a decade. The reassuring comments from Fed Chairman Bernanke that the Fed stands ready to deal with any economic problems sent the Dow up today. The Dow was up 164 points. The Nasdaq gained 34 points. This is NPR. Mexican officials are now reporting a state prosecutor investigating the deaths of 72 migrant workers in what is believed to be a drug-related violence is missing. Mexican President Felipe Calderon says Roberto Jaime Suarez, who's looking into the killings, disappeared 2 days ago in the town of San Fernando along with a transit police officer. It's believed the migrant workers were slain execution style by members of the Zetas drug cartel. Their bodies were found earlier this week at a ranch near the U.S. border with Mexico. A new government report out today shows birth rates and divorce rates are both trending down. And as NPR's April Fulton reports, it could be linked to the economy.
For every 1,000 people in the United States, there were 13.5 live births in 2009, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Not only is that the lowest birth rate in a century, it's the second year in a row that birth rates have gone down. But it's not surprising in this economy, says Stephanie Kuntz, an author of several books on marriage and family.
I think that we are in a period when people are very cautious about making long-term financial commitments, because that's what a child is nowadays.
As for divorce, the rate was 3.4%, just slightly lower than in recent years. Kuntz says that while divorce rates have been declining for over a decade, she fears the recent downturn has made it too expensive for unhappy couples to split up. April Fulton, NPR News.
Danielle is now a Category 4 hurricane, the powerful storm currently moving to the east of Bermuda as the first major hurricane of the Atlantic season. However, initial indications are, aside from some higher surf along the east coast, Danielle is expected to turn to the north, skirting Bermuda. The hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.